The Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 23rd, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. A bill headed to President Joe Biden's desk addresses a long-standing problem for domestic violence survivors, ending their ties to their abusers' cell phone plans.
A North Dakota coalition predicts the changes will be helpful. The Safe Connections Act recently cleared its final congressional hurdle. It removes financial penalties for survivors who are trying to separate their phone lines and their dependence lines from an abuser. Dana Meese with the North Dakota Council on Abused Women Services says unresolved phone plans can be a major obstacle for someone trying to move on from an abusive situation.
They do give abusers access to call logs, text messages, voicemails, or family tracking features that can be used to monitor, stalk, and harass survivors.
She adds survivors are forced to pay a lot of money in termination fees, often making it difficult to transition to a safer environment. The bill had bipartisan support, but other advocates say they would have preferred policymakers not include a provision that requires the survivor to provide documentation they were abused, arguing it adds to their trauma. A separate aspect of the bill calls on the SEC to create rules that require cell phone providers to expunge any calls or texts to hotlines, such as those operated by crisis centers. Mee says that's another important tool.
If they're calling a crisis line and that shows up in their call log, that can tip an abuser off that they're thinking of leaving, and it can put them in a more dangerous situation.
It's expected that President Biden will sign the measure. I'm Mike Moen reporting.
As for potential financial barriers, the bill expands eligibility for the FCC's Lifeline program, which provides monthly cell phone plan subsidies. And turkey may be the star of Thanksgiving meals for families in the Granite State, but the wild turkey has become a focal point of new conservation efforts in Congress.
Wild turkeys disappeared from New Hampshire 150 years ago due to habitat loss and overhunting, but the birds were transplanted back in the mid-1970s, and now their population tops more than 25,000. John Cantor, senior wildlife biologist with the National Wildlife Federation, says Congress could provide similar protections to other species by passing the Recovering America's Wildlife Act.
What we're doing here is using this tremendous conservation success story as a springboard to talk about the next generation of conservation success stories.
Cantor says the bill would provide states and tribes with $1.4 billion annually to help save about 12,000 animal and plant species now at risk. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
This is PNS. California is number one in the country for dollars spent on camping, hiking, climbing, and biking. That's according to the latest federal data.
The most recent report from the Bureau of Economic Analysis also names boating and RV trips as the state's most lucrative outdoor sector. Katie Hawkins with the Outdoor Alliance says outdoor recreation added $862 billion to the national economy in 2021.
Outdoor recreation is 1.6% of the state's GDP. It employs around 517,000 people and accounts for $54 billion in spending.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Conservation groups are pressing lawmakers to bring these bills up for a vote during the lame duck session before the end of the year. And November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. Health experts believe Americans can reverse pre-diabetes and prevent the onset of type 2.
At the Tennessee Department of Health, Dr. Toby Amuson, Assistant Commissioner of Family Health and Wellness, says in pre-diabetes, a person's blood sugar levels are higher than normal, but haven't spiked high enough to be diagnosed as type 2 diabetes. She says they often show no symptoms.
Pre-diabetes level is considered when you have a hemoglobin A1C level of between 5.7% and 6.4%. If you're 5.6% and less, you're in the normal range. 6.5% higher, you're in the diabetes range.
About 730,000 Tennesseans have been diagnosed with diabetes. That's 13.6% of the adult population in the state. Amuson emphasizes that if left untreated, the condition becomes more serious over time. For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith.
Finally, Mark Moran lets us know the Federal Health and Human Services Director, who oversees Iowa, wants residents to take advantage of lower health care costs through the Affordable Care Act, which is open for enrollment until early next year.
Joseph Palm oversees Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska for HHS. In Des Moines on Tuesday, Palm says Iowans can take advantage of enhanced tax credits built into the Inflation Reduction Act to save on health care premiums. He says the credits mean Iowans without insurance can choose health plans that can cost as little as $10 a month.
What makes this so important is that having health insurance is simply vital in today's America. And it gets more vital every year, not only because the cost of health care rises every year, but the older we are, the more healthcare services we are likely to need.
Enrollment in the healthcare marketplace is open until January the 15th. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported on our great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.